It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you in the Newark, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you again to the great listeners of the show. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio at the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you. And as our listeners know, every single week we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, financial planning, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, first, a couple of thank yous. A special thank you to the team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Srilly, Hoodie, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks here at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on: Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. We're on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust YouTube channel. Tonight's show will be up on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, you'll access, I think, over 50 shows at this point are up there. But to access every single episode that we've had on this incredible show, mybradio.com, that is the resource. There you could pick up the interview I had with Jeffrey Hazlett, the former CMO of Kodak, Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. He talked about delivering via drones. All those episodes, and of course, so many others, are all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Rachel Krauss. Rachel is the VP of marketing at Westfield World Trade Center. She's there for around 12 years. She actually really morphed into a new position. She's going to talk about that on tonight's program. Westfield World Trade Center, if you haven't been there yet to the Oculus, it's time what does it mean you haven't been there? You for sure have been there. So you're going to find out more about the history, the background, retail for, of course, all of you in retail. This is a show. Tell your friends to tune in. And in case you can't stay for the whole show, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But tonight we'll be talking about so much of the world of retail. I mean, Westfield World Trade Center is one of the largest complexes in retail in Manhattan. It certainly transformed the lower Manhattan landscape. I mean, 365 square feet of retail space in lower Manhattan is just mind-boggling. But when you see the space and how gorgeous it is, I have to be honest, I sometimes go to be creative. If I have to come up with a new idea, I'll just walk the floor. Yes, my wife goes shopping during that time. Rachel, I got to give you a chance to get in a word edgewise here, but just being open. So my wife will go shopping, and I'll just walk the floor, and I'll come back to the office with a mind full of great ideas. So before, I don't want to just keep on talking here. I have such a great guest. Rachel, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me. Wonderful being here.
Well, I want to jump in by you've had such an incredible career, and you're very young. So, maybe just talk about the background. People are always fascinated, when someone has this big position, like, what was the backstory? They are human. She's here across from me. She's a regular, individual, but yet at the same time, not regular because of what she has accomplished. What's your backstory?
Oh, well, so I've been with Westfield for just over 12 years, about 12 and a half years. And I started out in field marketing, working at Westfield Garden State Plaza out in New Jersey. Also a phenomenal property. If you haven't been there, please go visit. Sure. Wonderful property, and started out in field marketing. And I have to say, it has been such an extraordinary adventure of learning, of experience, of development, and of creativity. And I've been very fortunate to be with a company that has fostered that sense of creativity and passion and growth. And I've held a number of different roles and have worked on a series of fascinating projects, and starting out in the field marketing side, and then transitioned into the world of brand partnerships, where we were working with major global brands on utilizing brick and mortar space as a way and as a mechanism and portal to be able to connect with consumers through experiential, through events, through pop-up retail, through kind of non-traditional retail streams. I was fortunate enough to work on the 2012 Olympic Games, which were in London. It was a Westfield property, Westfield Stratford City, and I was able to work out with the team there, both in the development of the project and the lead up into the Olympic Games. And about 5.5 years ago, I had, I would say, a life-changing opportunity to work on Westfield World Trade Center and to come in on the development team and on the business development team, again, working on the brand partnership side, again, with major global brands, looking holistically at the brick-and-mortar space, at the tone and the texture and the dynamic of that development, and understanding where all of those points are from a 360 kind of perspective to be able to connect with consumers. Is that media? Is that activation? Is it experiential? Is it retail? So we were, again, very fortunate to be able to not only work with great brands, but work in really a space that commands such attention and is very moving in any way, shape, or form. So it's a space that, as you described earlier, your wife comes there to shop and you come there for creative inspiration. It's a space that is meant to connect with each person and have each person connect with that space in many different facets.
Now, let's talk. I mean, you covered so much in the first question, so let me try to split it up, and because you have so much value to everything you're discussing here. Let's go back to the history of the space. You know, the terrible events of 9/11, fast track, you know, even 10 years out, 2011, there's building that's starting to take place at Ground Zero, move on to 2015, 2016. When did the Oculus open up, actually?
The Oculus opened August 16th, 2016, actually a week after my son was born.
Okay.
Our fourth child was born.
Amazing.
A week before grand opening, which was perfect timing. I was at grand opening. And
And how you did it, I don't know.
It was, it opened then, and we're about to celebrate our second year anniversary and having been open and operating. And it's been extraordinary. We have about just shy of 400,000 people that come through the space every single day. And
time out. Sorry. 400,000, almost a 500,000 people walk through the space.
Mm-hmm. Just under 400,000. And people,
but you know what's amazing? I'm sorry to interrupt. When you walk through the space, you don't feel that. If you were to ask me, say, you know, Yitzhak, how many people do you think walk through? I'm sorry, I would be off. I would say 50,000. That's what I would say. Because, you know, I see people coming and going. And even that, I would probably say, okay, I'm going to compliment her. So I'm going to, you know, stretch it a little bit. But 400,000, you don't feel it.
So what's amazing is that.
And it's Lower Manhattan.
Exactly. Exactly. So because of the design of the space and the location, Westfield World Trade Center is really the portal of Lower Manhattan.
That's right.
So you have all the subway lines that meet the PATH trains from New Jersey, the ferries coming over, and you have hundreds of thousands of professionals that work in Lower Manhattan as well, the tourists that come both for One World Observatory, the 9/11 Museum and Memorial, and of course to come to look at the Oculus and to shop as well. So we're actually dealing with critical mass under one roof, which really presents an extraordinary opportunity for us to be able to connect with all the different market segments that are there for different reasons. Everybody comes there for a different reason. So, and
could you explain it? That's a great point. You say everyone comes there for a different reason. Yeah. Now that includes people that are walking through, like myself, my wife, and then also retailers. Can you explain? You talked about working with global brands. Naturally, many are there because of the shopping experience and the shoppers. What other reasons would there be for a retailer to be there, let's say in terms of presence?
Absolutely. So in terms of, again, the sheer volume of people going through, just visibility is extraordinary.
That's true. It's like a billboard. to a degree.
Exactly. So it's really a wonderful place and a space to be able to promote and identify yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think also architecturally, let's say not even coming from the retailer perspective, but even from a consumer perspective, it could be for retail, it could be for food, it could be for architectural prowess. I mean,
right.
Calatrava's design is extraordinary, and the whole campus is phenomenal in terms of the architectural manpower that's there. And there are many different reasons that would draw someone in, both from a retailer perspective and from the customer segmentation perspective.
So it's 2 years, and I understand, did the one subway line already open?
It is opening in a few weeks.
Wow.
We're very excited.
I remember when the R opened up.
Mm-hmm.
So the connectivity, and then I remember a few times either having meetings up on the top of the Freedom Tower. But of course, you always have to build in some time to stop and buy the Oculus just to walk it, just to experience it. What an experience. What an experience. So it's 2 years, roughly 2 years.
Roughly 2 years.
Mm-hmm. How many retailers are in that space?
We have over 80 retailers that are there.
Wow.
All under one magnificent roof.
And 400,000 people walk through. Okay, let's jump into retail. We know that the world is somewhat challenging, especially because you have, Amazon is kind of the elephant in the room. What's your recommendation? I mean, you deal with retailers, brick and mortar retailers, day in and day out. What's your recommendation to advise a retailer to say, understand that people are walking into the store, there is opportunity. There's e-commerce, people are on their phones, we're not ignoring that. But yes, there's a side to brick and mortar. What is that? What is your story? How do you present that side to a retailer?
It's a great question. I think brick and mortar actually presents a competitive advantage and real value proposition. We are in the world where everybody has a mobile phone on their hands.
Right.
They can shop all the time, anywhere, anytime.
Right.
So what the brick and mortar environment has to offer is experience, and that becomes a differentiation. So, and that experience happens in many different formats,
mm-hmm.
and it could be through something that is not replicable in other ways, whether it's a concert or it's some type of experience that you get in store, or by showing up, you're able to engage with something you would mm-hmm. not have otherwise had an
Absolutely.
Opportunity to do. And brick and mortar is really the only environment that presents that type of competitive advantage, and it is a true value proposition. And what's fascinating is that Amazon is opening stores. You now mm-hmm. have Birchbox now has a store, and you mm-hmm. have other e-commerce.
I just saw in the Wall Street Journal, Casper is opening stores.
Oh, Casper is at Westfield World Trade Center.
Casper's there.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, like, Casper, their whole essence was the fact that you could order it online mm-hmm. and it just comes, but they're opening stores. What does that say?
So fascinatingly, Casper actually has, you can reserve a nap during the day, a 30-minute nap time, which is wonderful for the professionals of Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where they can come and reserve a nap for 30
now
minutes.
Now my wife knows where to find me.
So you can actually experience the product, touch the product, feel the product, and be able to engage with the brand, and then make an educated decision, then make your purchase. So many retailers are actually moving into the world of showrooming, and this has been a trend for many years already, where it's not necessarily about the numbers of SKUs and the inventory management
right.
that's held in the store,
right.
but it's really about a portal of engagement to be able to bring people in, experience the brand, make a purchase there, or enable an e-commerce purchase from there.
What's your title today, just so that I get it right?
Vice President of Westfield World Trade Center.
Wow, so you're a VP of
marketing.
Westfield.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, VP of marketing. Wow. We have so much more to cover, but we're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Alitra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Alitra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Alitra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Alitra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Alitra exam now by visiting AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Health. Well, above all.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than the VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Rachel Krauss. Rachel, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Also, a special thank you to Westfield for letting you, do this interview, because you're sharing so much. And, you know, there's so many people out there that are challenged by the world of brick and mortar versus e-commerce. Perhaps you could still shed some more light on that. I mean, this you could talk for more than an hour on that subject. I'm sure you can. But let's talk about Westfield's brick and mortar strategy. We know that Westfield is, a series of beautiful mall spaces throughout the world. They obviously are faced with this conversation day in and day out. Perhaps you could share. I'm not asking you to share anything sensitive, of course, but some strategy or even tips and advice for people out there that are faced by the challenge of an Amazon, of e-commerce with their brick and mortar presence.
Absolutely. It's a customer-centric world. Customers know what they want, and they will get it in the fastest, cheapest sometimes, or easiest possible way. Mm-hmm. And as we go through the thought process around developments and around curation and around programming and activation and experiences that we want to populate into the brick and mortar environment, mm-hmm. we are laser focused on what that customer experience is all about. Everything from, and this is not related to Westfield World Trade Center because we don't have parking on site, but everything from your pre-trip and your arrival. Where do you park? Where's the easiest place to get in? Are you coming in with a stroller? Where's the nearest elevator? So really thinking through that customer journey to make sure that we shorten that journey so that it is with the least amount of stress and the least amount of hardship possible, and that you still enable a phenomenal customer experience, and you have the right stores there, and you have the right amenities, and you have the right stop when you need the stop, and you have the right place to break, and you have the coffee place is right exactly where you wanted it to be. So it's really thinking through that perspective and building around the customer experience.
That's such a great point, because we had the VP of marketing, one of the partners of Peloton, on our show a couple of months ago, and he talked about that he early on realized that his weakest link was getting the product from his showroom into someone's house. Mm. You know, that they would hire just some random shipping company and they would trek through someone's house with their dirty boots, and they realized that they had to white glove. I mean, they're installing a product that's $3,500. If they had to white glove it, so you brought up a great point. The Westfield thought through the entire, every touch point, if you will, every touch point of the journey, from when someone opens the doors of the Oculus and they then go down either the escalator or the steps and they're able to look at, you know, the it's 3 floors or 4 floors?
It depends on where you are.
Right.
It kind of it moves, the Oculus is 2 main floors.
You could see. And but to think through the entire journey and how special and wonderful it is. But again, that comes back to brick and mortar and the importance of understanding when someone is walking there as a human, and AI is never going to take us out. We're going to leverage it, but it's never going to replace us. So don't worry about it, folks. But brick and mortar does require that. You're saying you have to think through every touch point.
Every touch point. And what's amazing is that you can't rest on your laurels in this industry. It is always about being creative, being disruptive, the first to market concepts, and really being able to meet with a very relevant and authentic way, meet what the customers want, and almost, again, anticipate what those needs are, and sometimes even create those needs. So one of the really core principles regarding Westfield World Trade Center is that we are part of a community. We're part of a community of professionals who have needs, wants, and desires as they move through the space. We're part of a community of residents who are now populating Lower Manhattan, right, in the Financial District, in Battery Park City, in Tribeca. And there's also a tourist community. Right. And we provide the environment where all of those converge under one roof. And understanding the specific needs, wants, and desires of each, and again, making sure that the retail mix is right, the food mix is right, and that the experiences that populate the space are also right. So we will work with community partners. And you know, one of my favorite stories is we worked with a local public school, and they brought 22 fourth graders dressed as Abraham Lincoln to recite the Gettysburg Address in the Oculus.
Okay.
And for these 22 students, this was the most life-changing experience for them. Grandparents were there, and parents and aunts and uncles and cousins. So 400 people came to watch 22 children recite the Gettysburg Address in the Oculus. But that was meaningful. That was meaningful to the people that were there. It was meaningful to the students, and it was meaningful to people walking through the space, because it had a very, and it is a very authentic and real experience that touches the human soul. And that is something that brick and mortar can provide that is just not offered in other forums.
You know, once you brought it up, what's the process for someone or for a group to potentially do some type of performance, or am I touching on something that I can't get into?
No, absolutely. We have a whole team that is devoted to events and to activation and production. So, and we've produced a number of different activations in the Oculus. So some, you know, for things that are as easy and turnkey as 22 fourth graders coming to recite the Gettysburg Address. And we've done LG product launches there as well, or the President's Cup activated with us with the customer fan experience. So there are many ways, and big brands and small community programs and institutions are really looking at this space as a way to connect with the public and a way to connect with customers.
You touched on it earlier in the interview, the fact that for the Olympics, Westfield held the property of where the Olympics took place back in UK. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you could talk about we're just fascinated by that. What was your role in that 12?
So the Westfield Stratford City was the portal or the gateway to the Olympic, the Olympic Village. And it was really an extraordinary process, again, to think through the volume of people that were going to be coming through, working with the International Olympic Committee and LOCOG on both everything from security to traffic flow management, and where brands were activating and how they're using the Olympic Park, what the Olympic Park becomes afterwards, because Westfield has a stake there forever. That property,
that's
we
yours.
Want it to grow, and the goal was that the Olympic Village become and continue to have a legacy and live outside of the 2012 Olympic Games, and the residential population, how it grew. So Westfield was really part of that, the creation of that, and had a stake in the ground to make that more of a community and to have a legacy after the 2012 games.
We're going to move on from the brick and mortar and e-commerce. We spent some time talking about that. I know that you've discussed this in the past, the work-life balance. Mm-hmm. There are many in the audience that want to hear it, especially they're fascinated when we interview stars, women stars in the workforce, and you're certainly from the top recognized, especially in the Orthodox Jewish world. You're blessed with four children.
Thank God.
Precious. How do you deal with that? I mean, you interact with global brands. You're running Westfield World Trade Center, director of marketing. It's a fairly loaded question for those that understand what rests on your shoulders. For those that don't, they're just going to fly right over your head. How do you juggle it all?
It's a great question. So I know that
I hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. This is a daily allocation recalibration every single day, because it depends on what needs, you know, hit the priority in the hierarchy that particular day. So number one, I'm very fortunate to work for a company that appreciates and is able to foster talent while being able to manage, you know, things outside of work. And I know that even the concept of work-life balance has taken, has shaped and reshaped itself. So it's work-life integration. Mm-hmm. It's more about an integrated lifestyle. So we're blessed with four children. Our oldest is almost 10. We have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Our 2-year-old is the Westfield World Trade Center baby. And I would say that it is a combination. It's definitely a tank. Go. So there's a lot of dancing and a lot of prioritizing and reprioritizing. Sure. I'm very fortunate to have an amazing husband who shares in the work with me. Right. And there's a real division and support for each other, both professionally and obviously in terms of raising our precious children. And also knowing kind of your strengths. And so like when I come home, thank God we have an amazing woman who helps us. And I know that when I come home, I'm 24/7 mom for those 2 hours. So 24/7 mom, where my phone is away and I am with my children and we're cuddling and giggling and tickling and laughing. And that's my role in that moment. And you know, the other things that need to be taken care of, I either outsource or have them done at other hours. So certain, you know, household chores. I mean, you know, I'm not doing those because I've decided to allocate my time in a way.
I'm not going to ask you if you make challah each week.
I do.
Wow.
Every Thursday night.
Wow. Your husband and the kids are lucky.
The reason I do that is because it is hands-on experiential with my children. So
special.
And it's similar to even the work discussion. Experiential is what leaves an impression. When somebody puts their hands, their feet, and their soul into something,
right.
Then they walk away with a much deeper connection. So for me, baking challah with my kids is about the real experience of it.
Folks, my guest this evening is none other than the VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Rachel Krause. We're talking about everything and anything related to retail. And, of course, so much else. So in case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire broadcast will be up on the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. There you can also catch the recent interview I had with Amanda Holmes. What a fantastic interview. Her father, of course, is Chet Holmes, who wrote the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, recommended reading. But we're going to continue our discussion with Rachel right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Rachel Krauss. Rachel, thank you again for taking out of your incredibly hectic day to join me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about the space itself. We touched on it earlier. Of course, we know it's hallowed ground. It's the site of 9/11 where so many have lost their lives. And yet now it's a thriving location. There is, of course, a very touching museum in the exact spots where the Twin Towers stood. But right next to it, there's, I don't know the exact square footage of the amount of office space nearby, but it's many millions of square footage in terms of office space. And then there's the Oculus, which is and I understand you mentioned this to me before. The Oculus itself, built in by the architects, references to that day, to the 9/11 day. Perhaps you could just talk about the connection between your space and everything that the area represents.
Absolutely. So the World Trade Center complex is a 16-acre complex, mm-hmm. and it's comprised of the 9/11 Museum and Memorial and the original pools, which are the footprints of the towers. There are four towers, or there will be four towers on the site, one of which has not started construction yet, and the Oculus. There are a lot of stakeholders involved in this very dynamic and very special campus. And what is fascinating is a very powerful juxtaposition that sits in the campus. So you have, retail and commerce and office workers that are juxtaposed to the 9/11 Museum and Memorial. And what's incredible is that the thought and the design and the intention for understanding the grounds where we are, what it represents, the history, the remembrance, right. and the memorial, and at the same time, future and resilience, right. and it's about coming back and coming back right. stronger as a community with a centralized voice that we can sit with both juxtaposed together. And so that message in and of itself resonates throughout the whole campus, and I think gives a tremendous amount of hope, both cognitively and subconsciously, that this is where we stand. It's about what happened and commemorating and remembering, and at the same time forging ahead and resilience and using that power and strength to empower the future. And we, in the design of the Oculus, Daniel Liebskind, who is the master architect, figured out that originally all the buildings were symmetrical on the property. Mm-hmm. And based on the surrounding architecture of the buildings and where the sun shines between mm-hmm. through the various buildings, that if you move the base of the Oculus slightly and rotated the base, that on September 11th, at the exact hour that Tower 2 went down at 10:28 a.m., the sun hits the wedge of light, which is the roof of the Oculus, and creates a perfectly symmetrical beam of light that mm-hmm. bisects the concourse. And it is a moment that you capture light, which was such an extraordinary part of the day, also on September 11th. We're able to capture that light subterraneally within the Oculus and within the space. And that thought went into the design. So that, brands talk about storytelling and they talk right. about having authentic connections to customers. Mm-hmm. This is the ultimate expression of that, where the intent, the design, the emotional connection, the spiritual connection, the remembrance were all captured in a single beam of light. And we're grateful that Daniel Liebskind discovered right. that the Port Authority and all of the stakeholders within World Trade Center, allowed that to take place and allowed for that to happen. And it's really an extraordinary capture and so moving and something that even though it is reserved for September 11th, you know it every single day. You walk into the space and you know that the thought went into being able to capture the past and at the same time be able to project and empower the future.
I'm going to move on, although that was so, you know, touching. Let's talk about marketing. You're the VP of marketing. The listenership of this show is primarily small business owners, medium-sized business owners, marketing directors, etc. Let's talk about digital. Digital billboards play a great role at Westfield World Trade Center. I've seen it. You'd mentioned Ford and many other brands. Perhaps you could describe the importance of digital billboards and, the items that just move around and capture the eye. I'm not going to ask if you even study, how close are we to seeing ads? So if I was looking at a new Ford car, will it show me ads for Ford? Are we close to that? Perhaps you could talk about digital in marketing.
The technology is definitely close to that. At Westfield World Trade Center, we have 22 high-impact digital screens, and it's all part of a network. The idea is that there are so many ways to be able to communicate with people walking through the space. A store is a mode of communication because mm-hmm. A store has their brand outside mm-hmm. and they've got their window treatment and their merchandising plan. And the screens become another portal of communication. So if we think about all the different ways and the stimuli that surround a person in whatever experience that is, there are many ways to connect with them. And the digital screens present an extraordinary space and a place for us to be able to connect. And the way we see it is that the same way brick and mortar has the physical space to be able to activate, there are ways to activate digitally also. And as we are getting more sophisticated and brands get more sophisticated about how to utilize those platforms and how to utilize those templates mm-hmm. to be able to make it more dynamic in terms of content, in terms of engagement, so that you have response and almost a two-way dialogue that's taking place.
Let's move on to social media. With 400,000 people walking through the Oculus on a daily basis, certainly social media would have a role. What type of activation would you say there is or that you encourage in terms of social media and your space?
It's a great question. It's all about the conversation.
Yeah.
It's all about the conversation. And again, when we are thinking about the conversation, it's conversation that's being had between us and the consumer. It's mm-hmm. a conversation that's being had between the consumer and the retailer.
Right.
The conversation that's happening between retailers. There are many conversations and sub-conversations taking place at the same time and utilizing those social strategies and those social channels to be able to augment that conversation, to be able to be part of that conversation. So there are various tactics that move and are more agile depending on what the activation is. So if it's something around an event, then there's a specific strategy that's implemented for an event. If it's mm-hmm. something that's more broad in conversation, are we speaking to the tourist market versus the right. residential or professional market? So it's a tool that needs to be strategically utilized. It is definitely a strategic channel and something that's very important and critical to be part of the conversation.
Here's another question that I was just dreaming about asking you. You deal with major international brands, and there aren't any mom and pop stores there, but you have beautiful small local based retailers. Is there any tips that you could share on the difference of dealing with a major national brand where they may have one store in Westfield World Trade Center, but it's one of maybe 100,000 locations around the world. I mean, you have Apple there, and yet you have small, local base where it may be their only presence, or maybe one of maybe 10 stores. How do you interact, or is there a difference in the interaction with servicing a major brand versus a small local brand?
A great question. So number one, from a mix perspective, it's really important to have a dynamic mix that meets all the different needs of the community.
So it's interesting. You encourage that
yes.
in terms of space.
Definitely. Definitely. It makes it, it gives it character. It gives it nuance. And that's where we want to play. It's about being in the space where people can be surprised. It's unexpected. And be able again to keep people engaged and shopping and in the stores. So having that dynamic mix is something that's critically important. I mean, when it comes to customer service, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with a CEO or the housekeeping team. It's really about the integrity that translates across the board. I remember when I first started with Westfield, we had everybody from the management team work the concierge desk. Because to sit in an office and, you know, come up with the strategy or come up with the plan is different than being the person that's at the concierge desk dealing with an angry customer, so, or a displeased customer. And that really gave us the opportunity to do, to administer what that customer experience needs to be and to become that brand ambassador. So we are all walking brand ambassadors for something. So when it comes to customer interaction or retailer interaction, it's about helping them do the best job that they can do for their business. And there are many different ways of providing that service, but it is about helping and supporting them in their endeavors to make sure that they can succeed.
I mean, you touched on a great point, and that is that you had everyone on the team, you know, man the concierge desk for at least whatever period of time it was. It brings to mind the interview I had with John Sculley, who, of course, was the CEO at Pepsi and then at Apple. And he talked about driving the truck. And he started off at Pepsi driving a truck. And, of course, that experience enabled him to really understand everything that goes on at the, at the company. And that really brings to a question that I really wanted to ask you, and that is, you know, retail employees are on the front lines. They're interacting with the customers. Perhaps, now, of course, you shared the idea about the concierge. Maybe there are other tips that you could share where executives who are kind of, you know, holed up in their office, you know, and of course they need to do that and they need to be there in order to think and chart out vision. But what other suggestions do you have for executives to make sure that they really are tuned in and understand what's going on the ground?
It's a great question. So number one is hit the streets. I would say that I've, again, been very fortunate to have extraordinary leadership. And I recall on many occasions walking with our senior executives and our CEO who would see a piece of trash on the ground on one of our properties and bend down and pick it up. Yeah. So hitting the streets, and I think also, and this is something we definitely do with our teams, is for us and to kind of maintain inspiration is also for us to hit the streets. So I go out with my team once a month. We have a field trip, and we just go to explore how are people behaving in different retail environments. What are the different stimuli that encourage higher dwell time, higher frequency? What is it? How are stores merchandised? How are they speaking and looking at different pop-up concepts? So getting out there and almost getting out of your own way sometimes just creates a portal of open creativity.
Folks, in case you just tuned into the show, where have you been? We're having some fantastic conversation with really a leader in the retail space, Rachel Krause, VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center. The good news is that, as the listeners know, every single episode gets permanently archived on mybradio.com, mybradio.com, so you could tune in and pick up the entire episode. This is going to be also a video episode. You'll be able to get it on YouTube. But we have roughly 15 minutes left to the show. We still have a lot to cover, but we're going to take a short commercial break. So join us when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500 or visit websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, Rachel Krause. Rachel, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, the advice that you're sharing, the tips, the strategies. I get feedback on a regular basis from all types of people, from all types of industries, all types of people on the totem pole, if you will. And what you're sharing is logical, but yet at the same time, when people hear it from someone like yourself with the accomplishments that you've had even to date, it's very meaningful. And you know, I'll try to pass along some of the feedback I get, but you know, you rest assured, I this is going to be one of the top shows here that we've had on Mind Your Business. So thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about you touched on this earlier, but the fact that you're an open space and you're open to everyone and with all types of backgrounds and all types of ages. Gen Z, Gen X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. I would imagine it's an impossible task to kind of make everyone happy, but somehow you do. What is the secret?
It's a great question. So I would actually turn to the world and to the word of dayparting. Right?
Okay.
Dayparting is something that you are very familiar with.
Yes.
And when you think about how to daypart, whether it's a show or dayparting an experience, what is, you know, what happens at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. and what, you know, what's the content play? What time does retail open? You look at all right. kind of holistically about what's right. happening and understanding who's coming through the space, when they're coming through, why they're coming through, and making sure that along that journey, we've dayparted those experiences. So that when the 9/11 Museum and Memorial open, those hours, which are naturally going to attract more of a tourist, right. what do we have going on as a complement to that time frame? Again, whether experientially or in terms of retail, in terms of navigation. So it's really thinking holistically mm-hmm. around what those different needs, wants, and desires are based on those market segments, and then being able to speak to, communicate right. with appropriately and use the appropriate channels.
Wow. So then in terms of millennials, that's, of course, the big word today, and the fact that you primarily are a retail space, what's your secrets to acing that?
It's also a great question. So I would lean back on our core strategy, which is really about experiences. So millennials are drawn to things that are meaningful, things that are relevant. It's definitely also about me. So like that's definitely a motivating motivating factor. But you know, for example, we did a in partnership with J.P. Morgan Chase, who's one of our partners. We hosted a pop-up concert with Nick Jonas.
Okay.
And all of a sudden there was a peak interest and a conversation and people showing up to be part of that. And people want to feel part of something. So if we're able to use the space in a way to help people feel part of something, again, within their needs, wants, and desires, within each of those segments, if we're able to provide those environments that people feel connected and feel like they want to be part of something, then that's the holy grail.
Everything today is so automated, right? And as we talked about, you know, this AI, and of course we leverage it, we harness it, but it's not going to remove, you know, the humans anytime soon, or of course ever. But customer service, the customer experience, you spend so much time discussing it. Why is it so important for every brick and mortar, or any company for that matter, or even a large global international brand, to always make sure that they're truly communicating with their customer and really have an engaging customer experience? Why is that so critical?
It's a great question. And I would even expand it beyond brick and mortar. I mean, some of the best stories come out of Zappos, right? Where they'll have 10 and 14 hour customer service calls.
We had the director of marketing here and he talked about the famous 10 and a half hour call. Discussed it.
Exactly. So it's really something that I think translates across the board, both in terms of the professional realm and the personal realm. So when you have a conversation where you're left feeling cared about and thought about, or that your needs and desires were of consideration and of top priority, you feel more connected. You know, we think about customer retention, customer acquisition, the numbers and the metrics and the reporting and the analysis and the data is there to support that for every good experience, you are yielding not only the retention of that person, but also the word of mouth and the number of people that they're going to bring into the orbit. So I think that it is, and it's also human. For me, I'm so strongly motivated by, and something that I feel, you know, Westfield World Trade Center provides a platform for this, is to enhance the human condition. It is all about the enhancement of the human condition. And whether, again, that's resolving a conflict at the concierge desk, or, you know, coming to Westfield World Trade Center and buying that fabulous dress that you wanted to buy, that it is about the human spirit, and it's about using all of the portals of engagement to be able to enhance that.
But what I find so fascinating is the challenge that you have between the customer experience of a retailer is different than the individual who's just walking through because he, you know, got off on the subway station in Fulton Street and he's walking to the Freedom Tower and many others who travel through. And yet from your role, you have to be cognizant and factor in that all of them have a pleasurable and memorable experience, whether it's sound, light, the controlling of the temperature. I'm sure you could speak about all this for an hour or so. Perhaps you could even just share, you know, the complexities of that, you know, all the different the five senses and how you really factor all that in for anyone who's walking through the space.
Absolutely. And I think many environments are conducive to think about what that looks like and feels like. And, you know, when it starts to get dark outside, what does the interior light look like?
Right.
And this is something that's, again, not unique to our industry, but really thinking holistically, again, around, do people feel safe? Do people know where they're getting, where they're getting to and how they're getting there? How long is it going to take? You know, having the right amount of stops along the way to give people a chance to sit and grab a drink or to just relax and get their energy back. So we really do think about that entire customer journey. And it doesn't just start from the moment you walk in. It really starts from even the preparation of the arrival. How am I getting there? Having the right tools, whether that's so through social media or through digital channels, that am I getting the information I need? How can I map out my journey? So it's really helping and to be part of the conversation, not just for the time that they're there, but in the lead up to and the follow up afterwards.
Rachel, the time flies by. The time just flies. We're just about out of time, but before we do, in the last 2 minutes, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but to say you've had a storied career, you certainly had a very very many list of accomplishments to date. I mean, certainly working at Westfield World Trade Center, working at the for the Olympics, and of course you have a long, life ahead. What perhaps just any takeaways you could share for the listeners of Mind Your Business? Anything that you wish to share at all? It could be a story. It could be takeaways, anything you wish to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Well, number one, if you have not yet been to Westfield World Trade Center,
you
must check out Westfield World Trade Center and shop and visit. It's extraordinary
special.
And very,
really
a very, very, very special
And it's
space.
Unlike any other mall you've been to. It really is. It's plain and simple. It really is. It's just something very special. Besides the history and everything else, just walking there, I mean, just the architecture, that's really the one word I would just say is architecture. But I'm sorry I interrupted.
No worries. No worries. I would say that a big component for me was not being afraid and not being afraid to fail, not being afraid to succeed, not being afraid to challenge myself, to challenge my team, to become a better and stronger person and professional. And I think when those two worlds are synthesized, there is a true symphony that takes place. That growth professionally should translate into growth personally. So the things that I want for myself in terms of things that are value-driven, things that I find meaning in, I look for the same things out of my professional career also and insert that into the conversation for my professional career. So I think not being afraid to fail, being honest and true to yourself and your values, and not being afraid to journey and to adventure.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Rachel Krause, VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center, and that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.